Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
Though your world is torn apart and you're left with a broken heart and you feel that there's no real healing inside, oh no. But this I know, it's more than a feeling. Jesus said it in his word, you cannot feel it, just believe it. He'll make everything, he'll make it all right. He will make it all right.
Hello, welcome to Don't Give Up Radio. I am so glad to be with you. Jackie Wayans, your host, and we are continuing on our journey, on our path to challenge those who are challenged by the various difficulties that life has to bring and life has to offer, and not to give up, to really continue despite whether you're focused on a dream, a relationship, a passion, your life itself, to know that God is no respecter of persons and that if he would reach our guests, if he would reach into my life and make a way for us to be here and to reach the goals that he has brought before us, then it is possible for you to. And so I want you to listen tonight as we share with a wonderful entrepreneur, the president of Emerge Magazine, who has made steps of leaving the regular 9-to-5 and pursuing the very passion that had been burning in her heart for quite a long time. And so we're here tonight with the chief executive officer of Emerge, the magazine. And Tiffany, it is really a pleasure to have you with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be on the show. Thank you so much for having me.
Indeed. Well, you know, I love how connections happen, and indeed, you were connected to me through someone else, and I took a look at the magazine, and you really have a passion for helping young, small businesses, entrepreneurs, and I want to find out how that passion started, but before we get there, tell us a little bit about who you are, you know, what your life is like. I know you're a mother and a businesswoman, but tell us more about your upbringing and your background.
Well, I have had what some would call a very blessed upbringing. My family moved overseas when I started high school. I was born in Miami, Florida. So again, love, I'm a Floridian person all the way. I love sunshine, love beaches, and love flip-flops, that kind of person. And we moved overseas to Saudi Arabia when I started high school. So, and then at that time, I also went to boarding school where I completed my high school in Germany. So I would say I was very blessed because I got to experience different cultures, different foods, different people, different ways of living, and it really opened my mind to life and to just love and accepting others for who they are and where they grew up and how they think and things like that. Came to Virginia as an adult, went to college here, and I'm still in Virginia, and I have my bachelor's degree in business, and I'm currently going for my master's, where I will be completed next May, and that's in management. Like you said, I'm a mother, and that's a full-time position, but it's a happy position, so we do a lot of things together. My boarding school was a Christian boarding school, so I would say that's really where my faith began.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, you know, I find the whole Saudi Arabia thing so intriguing. It's, you're right. That's a wonderful exposure to other cultures and you know, removing myths and all kinds of ways of being able to appreciate what other cultures have to offer and teach and bring to the table. About how old were you when you were there?
I went when I was 13, and I left when I was 18.
Okay, now that's a very crucial turning point years for a young adult. And were you fine with kind of the move, you know, leaving everything that you had known here in America to go international? Was it okay with you?
I honestly, because I was leaving middle school and, you know, that's when you start getting into boys and you're starting to find your niche and who you're hanging out with and things like that, I actually was starting to move into the whole popular arena at that time when my dad was like, we're moving. So I was not happy at all.
Right, right.
I look back on it now and I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, in hindsight, you see the value in it, but in the moment, it's like, what are you doing to me here? This is the crucial point of my life. You know. So now, were your parents involved in ministry at all, or did they go because of business?
They went because of business, but I would say my mother had always gone to church that I can remember, always made us go to church. At the time, when I was my youth, my dad never went with us, and that's really all I remember. My family is very rooted into Christianity, my aunts and my grandparents on my mother's side are always very rooted in the Christian faith. Then I remember moving to Saudi Arabia, and it's weird because you move to a Muslim country, and you actually get closer and more in-depth in your Christianity because where we lived was such a small community. The church we were attending, my dad became a deacon. You get more involved because you know everybody. So I remember our family just coming closer together amongst ourselves and with God being in Saudi Arabia.
That's a beautiful thing, and it's very empowering because you're right. You know, you leave here and you go there, and you are faced with real faith, and you've got to make that personal decision for yourself. And here you are in the midst of dealing with the other emotional stuff of just getting popular and liking boys, and you're being whisked away, but at the same time, you're being whisked into a deeper relationship with the Lord than you were able to have before. Talk to us about some of the ways God pulled you out or connected with you and said, I'm here, you know, I want your love and attention too.
You're right. Well, I would say my biggest thing, and I'm sure other Christians can relate, that when you grow up in the church, you kind of become numb to it. It becomes normal, like getting up and brushing your teeth. You know every Sunday you're going to go to church. You know on Wednesdays you're going to go to Bible study if that's, you know, how in-depth your family is. You know your mom's going to talk to everybody after service and so on and so on. So it was normal to me. And then when I went to boarding school in my 10th grade year of high school, I went to a Christian boarding school, and it was a huge shock because now I'm surrounded by missionaries who I didn't even know what missionaries were until I moved there. I was surrounded by people from all over the world. I'm talking about places like Uzbekistan that I had never heard of before. I was a minority, and I mean, I'm African American now, so I'm a minority in the U.S., but I mean, when I say minority, I'm pretty much the only African American in the school, or I'm one of three, something small. So I would say my faith then, where I was looked at as an outsider because I was not so involved with my faith as far as singing and worshiping and being able to sit next to somebody else and really go through the Bible and have the study you know, study the Bible on our own just because we wanted to. That was not a normal thing for me. So I was looked at as an outsider, really. So I'd say it was just hard getting into a school where the majority of the kids don't use curse words. They don't want to smoke. They don't want, you know, there's no, like, fornication or anything like that. And then there's a small group that does say curse words or, you know, wants to go out and do stuff bad, and they're looked at as the outsiders. So that's where I found myself, not really with that small group, but not yet with the majority of the kids either. And I had to, you know, eventually come to my own terms, you know, being surrounded by it and finally understanding it and really reading the Bible and understanding it for myself. Then I you know, fully became trying to be like Christ.
Right. You know, it's I often share on this show Romans 10:9-10. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, you will be saved, you know. And that is the beginning of relationship. And many people put it off. They say, when I get older, you know, when I fix this problem in my life, when things get better, when I'm more mature, I'll do it tomorrow, in other words. But there's a wonderful song by the Winans that really expresses how important it is to not wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. And I'm glad to hear in your story that you came to a place that you took the time to realize for yourself that it was right for you, and you were able to say yes to the Lord. So when we come back, we'll find out a little bit more about your journey to becoming the chief executive officer of your own magazine company when we return.
Choose the Lord today.
Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
We're back with Tiffany Boyle, president of Emerge Magazine, and we're really hearing the journey of how the Lord took her from there to here. And there is always a process as we go through our lives. No one just arrives at their final destination. There is a journey getting there. And in that journey, there's some unexpected, there's some highs and some lows. And one of the things of that song, Tomorrow, that just played is that nothing's promised. You can have an idea of what your future may be or what tomorrow may be, but God is the one who holds your future. And so it's so important to have that relationship with Him so that He can begin to tell you about your tomorrow, to tell you about your purpose and the plan that He has for your life. And so here we are, Tiffany, you know, you made that connection with Him and you come back to America, you do great things, you get your degree and you have your daughter, but you're also facing challenges as well. And some of those challenges is the challenge of being a single mom and is the challenge of being a woman in business. And so I just want to know, did you ever reach a point where you just felt, you know, this is too hard. This is too difficult. I'm not sure if I heard right or made the right choice. Did you ever have a crossroad moment that made you think, you know, maybe I should just throw in the towel?
Well, I've had plenty of moments where I thought I made wrong decisions. There's no turning back. But never a time where I was like, I just can't do something. That's just not in my personality to be like, this is it. There's nothing else that's going to happen for me. I might as well just turn over and just forget life. I think when I truly became a Christian and got, I call it the peace of Jesus in me, I have one of those everything is going to work out beliefs, because I know He doesn't put anything on me that I can't handle. So there are times where I doubt myself, but that lasts for about 2 minutes, and then I'm like, no, got to keep moving. Especially now that I have a daughter who looks up to me for everything, there's no time for me not to keep moving forward. Now, when I did move back to the States, and there was all that pressure because now I'm no longer in an area or just surrounded by people who believe in the same thing. Now I'm surrounded by everybody. There was, you know, a time where you fall back a little off of your path, go forward a little more, maybe go to the right a little bit. So I think those were the most of my trying times was then when I was younger. But as I get older, you know, I'm in my 30s now, I'm pretty much, if anything gets hard, I just pray about it and I keep going.
Absolutely. And that is the proper mindset to have. And you bring out the importance of having good community around you. So here you are, you come back from being in this environment where you were surrounded with people who thought and believed like you did for the most part. And you're thrown back into American society, which is a great conglomeration of hodgepodge of everything. And you've got to know what you stand for yourself. And it's very easy to go with the flow of the crowd and not to stand out or to stand your ground. How did you, you know, in the process of losing your footing here or there, what would you say was a crucial point for you to say, you know what, Tiffany, this is what you believe. You've got to kind of stand your ground and move forward in it.
Where I had to stand my ground and move forward with it.
I mean, I'm thinking, you know, because I'm the mom of three, and I'm a single mom. I've raised them for the past 15 years independently. And there've definitely been challenging moments and challenging times there. Thankfully, they're, you know, all doing well. They're 19, 20, and 22 now. But, you know, I never intended on being a single parent. You know, that wasn't something that I wrote in my journal saying, this is one of my goals that I want to set out for. And so in doing so, there's certain things that I had to sacrifice and certain things I had to clearly define for myself. And that's just me. But we all have those crossroad moments where it's like, this is a challenge that I didn't expect to walk through, God. So now I need you to help me to stand and to do this for you.
When my daughter was one and her father and I decided to go our separate ways, that was definitely one of those moments, just because I knew it was the right thing for me and for my daughter, but just the transition period where you're like, is this really the right thing? This is not how I wanted my life to go. Just looking back, oh, I should have never have gotten into this. You know, you start doubting yourself. Maybe I'm not the person I thought I was. Things like that. That was definitely one of those moments where I had to really dive deep into the Word to find my way out. Another moment was I was in between jobs. And I had bought my house, and it was about a year later, and I had lost my job, and that was a difficult time where I had about 4 months of unemployment, and I didn't know what to do. That was definitely another moment there, and it's like he always answers right at the last minute.
Right.
With something even better. So that was definitely like, okay, I know I'm qualified to do all of these things, but no one's hiring me. What can I do? You know, how am I going to pay my mortgage next month? That was definitely one of those times. And, you know, at the last minute where I just think, you know, it's going to be over, he always comes through.
Absolutely. I was reminiscing on something similar to that today. Just as I was just thanking God for his goodness, I went back to get my BA after the kids were, they're about middle school age when I went back to school. And I remember getting to a point where I had to go full time. I was trying to go part time work, do all my church duties and everything else. And I realized after one set of finals that I was going to kill myself if I didn't make a decision. And I really heard God saying, you know, allow me to take care of you and do this full time. And when you take steps like that, when you leave a job because you believe that you're called to do something else, or you have a passion to do something else, which we're about to talk about, and there really isn't that safety net there, but he is your safety net. And that's what I'm hearing, you know, even though you had those moments with him, he proved himself every single time. It may not have been on the exact hour that you would have liked it, but God always showed himself to be strong for you. And I remember one time the rent was due, and I didn't know where it was coming from. And I was sitting at the computer at school, and I kept hearing, you know, look into the school account. And I'm thinking, there's nothing in there. Everything has been paid, you know. And I looked in the school account, and lo and behold, the exact rent amount was sitting there as overage for me. It had just been deposited that day. And I was like blown away that God had done that. Mm-hmm. And so he's faithful, and I'm sure you've had many experiences where you've seen him come through like that.
Yes, yes. Definitely many experiences.
It's the beauty of having, you know, that relationship with him, that despite what you're experiencing and how stressful it might be, that the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is still there in your life. And the key is to really take that confusion or hurt or need, whatever it is, just take it to him. Take it to the King so that he can indeed touch your life and transform your life in a wonderful way. You say that when you were, you know, you part of the passion for creating the magazine was the fact that you grew up seeing so many people overlooked in the industry and really struggling. I wanted to get a sense of what you saw. What kind of struggles did you see people going through?
I saw new individuals and talented and probably.
I lost your audio for a second. I'm sorry, if you could just start over again. Yeah, I'm not picking up your sound, Tiffany. Well, here's what we're going to do. While Tiffany is getting her audio back up, I want to remind you that going to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is the best thing that you can ever do. And so we're going to listen to Tamela Mann say and sing just that.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't fake what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I tried, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces. It's my offering. Lay me at the throne. Leave me there alone to gaze upon your glory and sing to you. Take me to the King. Truth is, it's time to stop playing these games. We need a word for the people's pain. So Lord, speak right now. Let it pour like rain. Chasing after you. Oh, no rules, no religion. I've made my decision to run to you. don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
Don't Give Up Radio Show with Jackie Wayans. Inspiration through word and song for you.
And we're back with Tiffany Boyle, marketing expert and president of Emerge Magazine. And just before the break, we were, you know, talking about the fact that in industry, Tiffany, you've seen so many people, very talented, gifted people, just overlooked and struggling. And I wanted to get a sense of what you saw as well as what it stirred inside of you.
So saying that I saw very talented people, and what I saw was, I guess the area that I'm in is not a very wealthy area. I mean, we range from wealthy to low income. So, but the majority are middle income families. And the people that I saw were not able to promote themselves in a professional way to the correct people or agencies or businesses to where they could, their talent could be seen, or they would be able to have the opportunity to be hired to make money for their talents. So I just thought of being that credible source for them. One, to offer them education on how to present themselves, what proper techniques to use on how to reach these certain individuals, but also to be an avenue to where their promotion could just be in one place, and that one place, Emerge, would be everywhere. That way people are calling them instead of them having to spend all their hard-earned money trying to visit places like New York, places like L.A., places like Miami, the bigger cities that they would have to travel to where they really don't have the means to. And also, just for them to be seen or their work to be seen is enough for a lot of artists, a lot of talented people. So that's how it started. And then from there, the demand grew to pretty much the business industry, small business owners.
Before you even get into that, I want to get a sense of what are some of the common mistakes that you saw artists or small business entrepreneurs making.
One is how to network. That was a big one, knowing that you have to get out there and shake hands. If you are a singer, you have to be both a singer and a business person. You can't just be a singer. So that was a big mistake I saw people doing. You can't just be your talent. You have to be your talent plus the business side of it. And then two was not having enough education or background to really know how to profit from your talent.
Okay.
And that just comes from people just telling you, you can do, look up this person, look up this resource. There are tons of resources in your area on how to promote yourself, promote your business, and to make a living off of what you really want to do. And it's just having that person or that company telling you where to go, who to talk to, how to talk to them was something that was needed.
So now you created Emerge. You started this, I believe, in 2009. But you had a regular 9-to-5 initially. What were the steps for you to take that said, I'm going to leave the security of the structure of a regular paycheck and a 9-to-5 job to leap out on faith to say, this is a need and I'm going to do it?
I had a number in my head as far as my finances go, of the minimum amount my company needs to make in order for me to be able to leave the job.
Okay.
So I didn't just leave it, you know, and not have a security behind myself. I mean, going out on your own, you never know if it's going to fail or if it's going to keep going. But I think the same thing is with a 9-to-5. You don't know if the next day the boss is going to come in and say, you're out.
Absolutely.
I'm going to put someone else in, or I'm not going to put anybody else in. Your position's just gone. So when people say the security aspect, I think that's just something society says. But you having a job, a regular 9-to-5, you're actually depending on somebody else for your living. You're not depending on yourself and to make that check. You can't fire yourself. I mean, you can,
right,
but I don't think you would. So I think that all the security thing is just a facade, because there is really no security in the 9-to-5.
So
and,
how long did you start the process before you made the leap? Because that's wise. You know, you made the transition in a wise manner. So you actually started Emerge before you left the day job, so to speak.
Yes. Yes. I worked in business licenses for the city at the time. So I became, and when I say God puts me in the right places, he does. Every job I had gave me the knowledge to do what I'm doing now. So when I went into starting Emerge, I already knew the legal aspects behind it as far as what legal structure to do, whether it be an LLC or a corporation. I knew about the city business structures, what type of business license I need, what taxes I would have to pay, things like that. So I had that background just from my job, and then the job was not so demanding to where I didn't have enough time to work on Emerge after work. So I did that for a long time, and you do long hours, because your daughter's at home, she still has homework, so you got to do it after that.
Right.
And I just did that, and I worked out my budget, I worked out my plan, I knew how much I had to sell, I knew where I wanted to go, and I knew the very minimum I had to make in order to leave, and that's what happened.
You know, one of the things that I want the listeners to hear is that, you know, you saw a problem, you had the skills and the passion to address it, and you didn't just leave it for someone else to do. You said, you know what, I can actually help in this area. I can be a part of the solution. And I want us to realize that when we see things that aren't going right, or when we see things and we feel, you know, if they did it this way, it would just be a little bit better. That's an indication that this is a field and an area that you should be getting into. And it might be a hobby for you, or it may be a career change. But do tune into the voice of God and what he has for you, because great things and great possibilities are out there. And you're absolutely right. Talent tends to think only about their talent. You know, the singer thinks about singing, the cook thinks about cooking, but being a cook and running a restaurant are two very different things, you know, and being a singer and being able to brand yourself and network and have yourself out there is very different, and you can't just do that on your own. You really do need a larger entity to embrace you and wrap itself around you, whether it's that you build a team yourself or there's something like Emerge. So now tell us about the word, like why you chose it. It's such a powerful word. And then, you know, what you're doing and what you're offering for small businesses.
I chose the word Emerge because that's what I do on an everyday basis. I constantly grow. And it was it's very much a personal term for me. And that is exactly what I want people who are in the magazine or a part of the website, they are constantly emerging. You never stop wherever you are. So it covers from the people just beginning to the people who have been in business for 40 years you should never stop emerging, and that's why I chose that name.
I love it. I actually put a post on my Facebook page today, and those of you listening, it's just Don't Give Up Radio on Facebook. Make sure you put the radio on there. And I put a post up of someone swimming, and from the angle, it's taken from the underwater position. And I simply wrote, there's a fine line between drowning and emerging. And one of the main differences is focus, right? Focus and determination. Because when you look at a picture like that, it could be either that the person's going under or they're emerging. And I bring that out because the nature of this show is to really drive home that point that once you've nailed your focus, the only thing that is the difference between going under and emerging is your focus and your determination. And we've already decided that with God, all things are possible. So once you embrace that focus and that determination, you can emerge from wherever you are into where you want to go. And so I love the word. I think it's a very powerful and wonderful word to have. And so now, what have you built into the business that helps small businesses and entrepreneurs to be able to network better?
We offer many avenues. Our first offering is our free profile online, and that is simple, less than a minute application. You get your name, your business, all your LinkedIn or Facebook, your website, all of that on there, and we do profile of the month, so you can be picked, and we actually blast that out to all of our social media several times throughout the month. That is the first way we help business owners. And then after that, if you want to go in further, you can be featured on our blog. We do a We Support Wednesday blog. And that's where we go in a little bit further about explaining what your business is, maybe offering any discounts to entice people to come to your business. And that's blasted out constantly over social media. Our blogs are always on, you know, rerun, being posted all the time just to get that exposure. And other ways we have our membership where you can offer discounts to other members. We have networking events. We will have more events than just the networking events coming up next year. So, and we will also begin once we're having our new website. That'll be revised by October, and we will have resources to where if you ask a certain question, you just fill out a questionnaire, and we provide to you what you would need to do as far as starting a business or changing over your legal structure. Our membership will actually start having leaders in that group where you can get one-on-one questions and answers or mentoring programs as well. So there are plenty of ways that business owners can either get exposed or get resources, business resources.
Well, you know, this sounds great to me because it sounds as if there are multiple entry levels for people depending on where they are. So if you're just starting out and you don't have a marketing budget, you can do the free profile and get exposure that way. And if you wanted to go deeper and be a part of the membership, you could do that. And that's really a wonderful option because oftentimes I know I get limited as an artist because I feel like, well, I can't do that yet because I don't have the resources. But it sounds as if Emerge has been fully thought out to kind of really embrace everyone, especially since you saw so many struggling that were of different economic statuses. Was that something that was very important to you as you were building the structure of the business?
Yes, it is. I want to be able to help every business from the small business to the larger business. We have something for everybody, whether you are in the learning capacity or whether you are in the mentoring capacity. We take everybody, and we're all about collaboration and working together. And even if you want to be involved in the magazine, the criteria is a little tougher. to be in it. But if you want to do advertising, you think, oh, I can't afford to advertise in a magazine. We offer a business card placement for $50. So, I mean, we offer affordable pricing for ad space as well. I mean, it's just taking the time to research, to ask us, and to really follow through. I find with a lot of small business owners, they don't follow through with these things. Everybody should be signed up for a free profile. I mean, that just helps you get your name out, even on Google searches. The more places you have your business listed, the higher up you get on the search engine. That's definitely
right.
Very important. So it's just, we're here to help, and we're also here to, you know, get you to be successful in what success means to you.
Well, now that I know, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to get Don't Give Up Radio up there and all the other little things that I'm doing as well. Got some interesting things coming down the pike. One of the things that I read, you know, you're very much a go-getter and you don't let things hinder you and you keep moving forward. But one of the things that I read was a regret, and I would love you to elaborate on that and speak to anyone listening regarding this issue. And is that you wished you had started sooner, that you think, you know, if you could have changed one thing, it would have been to start sooner. Is that correct?
Yes.
Elaborate for us. No, I was just going to have you elaborate for a moment.
I understand timing is everything, and I probably started it now because God's timing is perfect, and, you know, my maturity level, where I am in life, you know, even conquering my own fears. So I understand now is the perfect time. But if we're going with regret, what I wish, I do wish I would have started in my 20s because I would have been further along with this and I would have helped so many more people with this idea, with this business, and that's pretty much why I wish I would have started younger. And then, you know, you're younger, you have more energy.
Well, that's true. You definitely do. But second wind comes in around 45, just giving you something to look at in the future when your children get a little bit older. Take a minute, and I want you to speak to specifically, you know, small business entrepreneurs, male or female. But as a woman as well, we have certain challenges being parents and how we're perceived in the industry and things of that nature. I would like you to talk to the listener about just getting started, whatever that dream, that goal that they believe that they're called to do. What advice would you give them knowing what you know now?
The first thing I would say is research on the internet what your business is. Understand the history of it, understand who else is doing the same thing or similar things, really follow your competitor's structure to where if it's working for them, you need to set up your structure, not the same way, but similar, because you're a different person, so of course it's going to be different, but there's no reason to reinvent the wheel. You just might need to alter it to make it better, especially for your area, your demographics, things like that. But definitely research and understand what the legalities of everything, what business structure you need, and who you need to help you. You have to understand that you have to have a team. You cannot do it all by yourself. So you need to know what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are. And my format is always find people to be on your team that have that their strengths are your weaknesses. So that way you're like perfect person. With everybody combined, you are one perfect person. So that takes humility. That takes really knowing what kind of person you are and going out and finding those people, again, whose strengths are your weaknesses, and then making sure that you are good at communicating because they need to understand your goal, your purpose, and they need to feel your passion for where you want to be so that that passion rubs off on them. So then they will then go forward and do their job 100%.
Wonderful. I want you to also add in there the element about faith. Faith has been very important in your journey and everything that you've been doing. And what would you add in terms of the faith component and being in business?
I apologize, but sometimes it's just so much a part of my life. It's like it's always there. You pray before every decision. You start off, if you're a small group, for what we do, we always start off with prayer before we have meetings. If you're a bigger group, it tends to kind of go away because you don't know everybody else's religion, but I would still find those people who share the same religion or don't mind praying to pray with you as well. Really understand there are a lot of things in the Bible about business and how to conduct yourself, so I would study that as well. And you just have to know, you feel it in you that this is the right thing for you to do. This is where God wants you to be, what he wants you to do. So you just ask, just make sure that you're asking, let this be your will, and let me always do this in your name, and you just go from there.
Perfect. Tell the people where they can find out more about you, more about Emerge.
You can find out about me and Emerge at www.emergethemagazine.com. There's everything up there. We're also on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. We're on Instagram and Twitter.
Okay, so you're everywhere. That's good.
Yeah.
I just joined Instagram myself. I feel so proud of myself, my first week on IG. So you guys can find me there, Jackie Wayans. If you are on Blog Talk Radio, just simply click the follow button, and as I mentioned earlier, Facebook, Don't Give Up Radio, and I'm on Twitter, Jackie Wayans. Love to hear more from you in terms of this episode, and definitely all of the artists and entrepreneurs and small business people out there, you've heard it. Faith is key to everything Tiffany does, so much so that she doesn't even think about it. It's a natural overflow, and so a lot of times we see people in industry and we just assume that they're straight up business people and faith doesn't have anything to do with it. But you'd be surprised how many people out there are actually strong believers in the Lord and who are utilizing prayer every single day to be successful in their businesses and what they're doing. It's like the Mary Mary song, It's the God in Me. But I also think of the song by Alicia Keys, This Girl is on Fire, because, you know, it's the fire of the Holy Spirit. It's the fire of God that's in you, that he gave you, Tiffany, a passion to see what was going on in other people's lives and to say, you know what, I can make a difference there. And because of that, you have been able to provide not only a better life for yourself, for your daughter, but for all of these people who are looking for this outlet. So I thank you for listening and following through on and doing what you're doing. I personally appreciate it, and I guarantee I will be on the website.
Oh, great. I look forward to it, and thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. I want our listeners to go ahead and be your own best hero this week, because the greatest hero of all said that you were worth it when he gave his life for you on the cross. And never forget that, because you are precious in his sight and you want to go forth this week and you just want to be on fire. Be on fire for God. Be on fire for what he's placed in your heart, to guarantee you, if you're consumed with that fire, you won't have time for pity parties. Like Tiffany said, maybe 2 minutes, and you just keep pushing, because you have something to accomplish and something to do. Go get it. And don't give up.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy. Lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe. But she knows she can fly away. Oh.